Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Gertrude Puglisi, P-U-G-L-I-S-I. Gertrude Puglisi is a 67-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 12/23/16 when she stepped in a hole. Prior to the result, she believes she injured her right tibia and fibula and was seen at the emergency room the same day. Prior to she learned her diagnosis was fracture of those two structures along with displacement. Prior to she underwent surgery on 12/23/16 and again on 1/8/17. Period. This involved insertion of a plate and screws in the right ankle. Prior to she also had two stimulators placed in her back. Prior to she's taking Lyrica and still sees pain specialist Dr. Lee, L.I. Period. New paragraph. I'm going to insert the summary here with some additions that I will dictate now. On page 5 of my report, at the end of that first paragraph, the postoperative diagnoses were open wounds on the right ankle with exposed hardware, status post open reduction internal fixation of right ankle trimalleolar fracture, semicolon diabetes mellitus, semicolon severe peripheral vascular disease, semicolon nicotine dependence, semicolon renal insufficiency, semicolon obesity. Period. And got another CAT scan information to insert. They mentioned the results of a 1/17/20 CAT scan. There were actually two reports generated for this CAT scan, one of which they referenced. Period. The second report gave diagnoses of marked patchy bone demineralization again seen compared to the study of 7/5/17. Period. Some of this may be related to disuse. Further again were fixation screws traversing the distal tibia medially. Here the two screws remain in place, and there was no evidence of any new tibial deformity. Here there was an old non-fused oblique fracture of the fibula. Here the deformity is less severe than on the prior study, but there is no complete fusion present. Here the separation of the bony elements now is only 1 to 2 millimeters. Here there was no evidence of an acute fibular fracture. Here the ankle mortise was intact. Here there was mild tibiotalar joint space narrowing and some caudal arthritic changes. Here there were no new fractures or new bony abnormalities. Here the remaining joint spaces are generally preserved. Period. Now, physical exam. General appearance. She had a strong tobacco odor to her person. Period. She incidentally noted were head tremors. Period. She stated she gained a lot of weight since the injury. Period. We'll go to lower extremities. She wore stretch pants that she raised up to her knees for partial visualization. Period. There was a scab and swelling on the right posterior heel associated with erythema. Period. She attributed this to her cast. Period. There were heel surgical scars. Period. In the lateral aspect of the right ankle was a 4-inch long scar with skin retraction. Period. Scratch that. She stated it felt like a screw at the surgical site was coming through the skin from her heel. Period. Motion of the right ankle was diffusely reduced. Period. Motion of the left ankle as well as both hips and knees was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5- for resistant right hamstring and quadricep strength. I'm a 4+ for extensor hallucis longus strength and 4- for plantar flexor strength. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5 in the remaining muscle groups. Period. She had moderate tenderness palpation by the right medial malleolus, but there was none on the left. Paired feet and ankles, normal macro, lumbosacral. She ambulated with an intalgic gait on the right, but did not use a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Paired inspection revealed the midline 1.5-inch longitudinal scar. Period at the upper buttocks. Bilaterally, there was a 2.5-inch transverse scar covering her spinal cord stimulator devices. Period. She was able to flex to 75 degrees, and extension bilateral rotation and side bending were full. Period. There was tenderness palpation about the right iliac crest, but there was none on the left. And we'll delete supine straight leg raising maneuvers. Impressions on December 23, 2016, Gertrude Puglisi stepped in a hole at work, injuring her right lower extremity. Period, she was seen in the emergency room and found to have fractures. Period, she was admitted for more definitive treatment. Period, this included, if I recall correctly, a closed reduction. Period. As an outpatient, she had a surgical procedure to be inserted here. Period. She was also diagnosed with complex regional pain syndrome. Period. A dorsal column stimulator was implanted on 9/26/19, and a second one implanted on 9/15/22. Period. We'll insert the other surgical reports. It is noteworthy that she had well-known advanced peripheral vascular disease, as well as diabetes that impeded the healing of her incision and abrasion on her heel from the calf. Upcast, period. She received attention from numerous medical specialists. Period. The paragraph's current examination found there to be decreased range of motion about the right ankle associated with mild swelling. Period. She had an intalgic gait on the right. Period. There was surgical scarring about the right lateral ankle. Period. She related 2 inches along this scar. It feels like a 2 inches lateral along her heel. It feels like the screw is coming through the skin. Period. The rocket maneuvers about the feet and ankle were negative. Period. Incidentally noted were head tremors and a strong tobacco odor. Period. The paragraph there is 12.5 to 15% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. And that is the end.